Welcome to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5 AM 680 WPTF News Talk Traffic. Good afternoon to you. I am Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Mann, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good as always. How about yourself, Jason? You doing good?
You know, I can't complain. Can we get an update on your puppy, Bullet? What's new with Bullet?
Oh, man, he's tripled in size. He's no longer a puppy. He is a puppy, but he's doing great. Going through the training and the chewing and you know, all that fun stuff that you have with a puppy, but the Chocolate Lab is doing good.
Well, good. Make sure he gets a healthy start device so that he's not
grinding. He always greets me with something in his mouth, if that tells you anything. So it's probably a good dog for a dentist to
yeah,
have.
I was going to say it. That probably is. Well, Dr. Mann, let's get into the topic at hand for today. We're going to be talking about oral cancer. And so, Dr. Mann, I guess I should start here. How prevalent is mouth cancer? Because it's not one of the cancers that we often hear about.
You know, it isn't. You know, it doesn't get the PR that it really needs because oral cancer has been increasing over the past 20 years. And a lot of people, you know, that kind of confuses them because they think, wow, you know, oral cancer, smoking has decreased, chewing tobacco has decreased. Why is oral cancer so prevalent? And, you know, we are seeing it more and more. And we're also seeing it younger ages. You know, there's 30 to 45, 55-year-old group is where we're seeing it. And the largest increase, whereas, you know, 20 years ago, it was 50 and above. So that's also a trend that is very scary and has a lot of people concerned in the medical community. And I think that needs to get out a little bit more to younger people because they're not aware of it because there hasn't really been any media campaigns to actually inform the public about the increased risk of getting oral cancer at a younger age than it was 20 years ago. So it is very prevalent, and we do diagnose it quite often in our dental practice, not as often as you would say see in breast cancer and some of the other cancers, but it is a very debilitating disease, so it is something that we need to, you know, be very serious about when we're talking cancers. Oral cancer, the survival rate is very low, and so it needs to be high priority on everyone's list when they visit the dentist.
Absolutely, and you mentioned some of those risks, Dr. Mann, but what are some of the increased risks when it comes to oral cancers?
Well, you know, we've always known that smoking increases the risk, and the reason for that is when you smoke, the vascularization in your mouth, you have very small capillaries and very small veins throughout the gum tissue and the tongue and the oral tissues. So in the mouth, when you smoke, those capillaries and those small veins, they retreat. And so that kind of leaves your tissue lacking blood flow. And we have certain chemicals that we have when we eat our foods and our vitamins that help fight off oxidation, help fight off cancer. And if we don't have that blood flow, then cancer is more prevalent. That's why we see it higher in those who smoke. Now, remember, it's not just cigarettes. It's also, we don't have the facts or the research yet to really follow it up, but we don't know if the vapes also increase the risk for oral cancer, because there hasn't really been a long enough study to determine that. And they haven't been on the scene as long as cigarettes have. But you can also throw in cigars and pipes or any tobacco products such as chewing tobacco that's going to increase your risk. Chewing tobacco is a little bit different. There's a snuff, the dipping snuff. That has fiberglass in it, so it tends to cut the gums with that fiberglass so the nicotine can get to your blood quicker. And constantly cutting the gums create the oral environment for bacterial infection and also increase your risk for oral cancer because it causes the tissue to become dysplastic. in the first stage of cancer is the tissue becomes dysplastic, dysplasia, the cells, we should say. So that constant cutting from that fiberglass and chewing and dipping snuff causes that. But there's one out there that most people don't know about. Some people do. And that is the human papillomavirus. And that is why we have seen such an increase in adults with oral cancer. So, you know, if you have multiple oral sex partners, there's a great chance that you've been exposed to HPV. And there's a lot of different HPV human papillomaviruses out there. And it increases your risk for oral cancer. We know for a fact that we have now that human papillomavirus vaccine at an early age. And so we're hoping, because that vaccine hasn't been out long enough, but we're hoping that that will cause the trend of oral cancers in the younger generations to start decreasing, because it is a disturbing thing that we're seeing.
It is disturbing, and it's something that, you know, we do need to keep our eye on, and all those risk factors, we need to do our best to limit those, because as you mentioned, oral cancer is a really scary type of cancer, as, you know, all forms of cancer are, but oral cancer is one that we very much need to take very seriously. And Dr. Mann, I've got so many other questions for you about this. I want to remind everyone that if you want to find more information about Dr. Mann, you can go online to smileman.com. Man has two N's at the end, smileman.com. From there, you can book an appointment to see Dr. Mann. You can also find information about the wide array of services that Dr. Mann and his team provide, and you can find all three of his office locations at smileman.com. Dr. Mann has locations in Cary, in Garner, and in Fuquay. Smileman.com is the place to go online. If you want to call the office, that phone number is 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. We are taking a quick break, but we will be back with more. Stick around. You are listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News Talk Traffic. Welcome back to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF News Talk Traffic. I am Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Don't forget, you can always find more about Dr. Mann online at smileman.com. Mann has two N's at the end, smileman.com. And today we're talking all about oral cancer. And Dr. Mann, we just went over kind of the basics and increased risks when it comes to oral cancer. Now I want to talk about diagnosis. And one of the many reasons to visit a dentist on a regular basis is screening for cancers of the mouth. So, Dr. Mann, can you tell us a little bit about how this is done in your office?
Well, like you said, first of all, you have to come to the dentist. A lot of people think it's just to get your teeth clean, but there's a lot more that we're looking for. And we're evaluating when someone comes into the dental office. We do a thorough exam once a year for oral cancer, unless you're in the high risk category that we talked about. And then we do it at every visit. The first thing we do is we check the lymph nodes. And there's quite a few lymph nodes around the neck and the face area. And we're making sure that they're not swollen. And that's our first check. Then we do a visible eye check throughout the mouth. And we're looking for any signs that would suggest oral cancer or look like oral cancer. And some of those are unusual white lesions, unusual red lesions that will not turn colors when we rub our finger across it. We also look for any growths that may appear abnormal. So if you have a bump in your mouth and your tooth, it's not related to your tooth, then we have to look at it further. We also look around the tongue, the lips, the cheeks to make sure, because it can pop up anywhere. And we also shine a light down into the throat and look at the throat. In addition to that, we also use something called Velscope. And Velscope is a machine that we use, and it's basically a bright blue light that we shine in the mouth. And what we're looking for is when we put that light on it, if there's any dysplastic tissue, which I talked about earlier in the show, it'll turn dark through that lens. And that dark tissue will tell us if there's any tissue that may have been either traumatized and or has the beginning stages of oral cancer. One of the good things about oral cancer is if you catch it early, it's very treatable. So this Bellscope gives us the chance to catch it really, really early before you could see it with the eye by just doing a clinical exam. So we do this on all of our patients, and we've been doing it in our office for free. We will send it in if people have insurance, but if they don't have insurance, we do it for free. And it's something that we take pride in because we want to make sure that we catch it as early as possible, because that is the most important thing as far as outcome. But it's a very non-painful light. We basically just shine it around all parts of the tissues inside your mouth and look for that color black. And if it shows up, then we have to do further investigation.
Yeah, I've had that used on me at your office, and it's a very neat tool, and there's no pain involved. It's really incredible to see how far the technology for, you know, being able to screen like that has advanced.
Right, it is. And, outside of the light, we take something called a panoramic x-ray, which basically it goes around your whole head. And one of the reasons why we take that is not necessarily to look for soft tissue, because it doesn't show necessarily in those type of x-rays. But you can have other things than just soft tissue cancers. You can also have cancers in the bone and cysts in the bone. And that's what that x-ray also will reveal, among other things that we're looking for. It can reveal if you're having any kind of bone cancer in the mouth, which is not very common, but it can show up in certain people with certain genetics. So we also take that once every 3 to 5 years, depending on the individual insurance.
Yeah, and that's peace of mind as well, knowing that you have that scan available to you. Dr. Mann, I want to get into the discussion of treatment, because often when we think of cancer treatment, you know, one of the first things that pops into our head is chemotherapy. Can you talk to us a little bit about what's involved with treating cancers of the mouth?
Yeah, I think I alluded to it a little bit earlier, but the key to oral cancer is catching it early. And the earlier we catch it, the easier it is to treat. And that's a lot like most cancers, and it's similar in that aspect. If you catch it in stage one, there's a great chance that you might not have to go through severe treatments. But most oral cancers are squamous cell carcinomas. Squamous cells, some people say squamous if you're from the South like myself. But if you look it up, it's a very invasive cancer, and we can also get these on our skin as well from too much sun. But this squamous cell carcinoma can really spread quickly, and once it spreads quickly, the treatment can be quite disfiguring, anywhere from, you know, half to all of your tongue having to be removed. It can spread to the surrounding bones, so a lot of your jaw may have to be removed if it gets into the later stages. And most certainly, most stages, with the exception of precancerous or early stage one, there is chemotherapy involvement and sometimes radiation. So that's why it's so important to come into the dentist, not just to have your teeth clean, but to get this exam once a year so that we can catch it early, because we don't want our patients to have to go through that, because it's a very, not only the chemo side of it, which wears you out, but the multiple disfiguring surgeries that you have to have, and then the surgeries to fix that disfigurement. It can become quite a toll on people. And the survival rate, once it gets into stage 3 and 4, is not that great with oral cancer. You have about, if you're in stage 4, you only have about a 25 to 30% chance of surviving past 5 years. So that should be a wake up call for most people. If you haven't been visiting the dentist, and don't necessarily, maybe you have dentures, or you don't really care that if you lose your teeth, oral cancer is one of the reasons. Even if you have dentures, you want to visit your dentist on at least yearly basis.
That's very well said. And if you want to go see Dr. Mann, which I highly recommend, he makes it very easy for you. You can just go to smileman.com, smileman.com. Man has two N's at the end. It's so easy to book an appointment. You just click on the button there, and it's right there available for you. If you want to find information about Dr. Mann's services that he provides, you can also view that as well. And you can see information about Dr. Mann's three locations in Cary, in Fuquay, and in Garner. Smileman.com is the website to go to. If you want to call the office, that phone number is 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. We're taking a quick break, but we will be back with more. This is Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680 WPTF News Talk Traffic. You are listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on FM 98.5, AM 680 WPTF News Talk Traffic. I am Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, and we're having a discussion today all about oral cancer. And this is, of course, a very serious subject, and we've gone over what could cause increased risks, how this is diagnosed and treated. And Dr. Mann, let's get down to some of the things that we might be able to do ourselves. Are there signs that someone can look for, you know, if maybe they haven't had a regular screening from their dentist in a while, or maybe it's been a few years since they've had a screening? What can we look for ourselves?
Yeah, if you want to do a quick oral exam, one of the things to look for in the most common area for oral cancer is on the border of the tongue. And if you see white lesions on the border of your tongue that won't rub off with a cotton tip, and they've been there for quite some time, that is a telltale sign that you could possibly have oral cancer. I'll give you a story about a patient. They came in and they had what looked like an aphthous ulcer, which is a sore area on their tongue. And aphthous ulcers usually take about 2 weeks to heal. And with all of our patients, if we see something that's suspicious, we always will have them come back in 2 weeks to see if it has healed up or if it's still present. Well, this particular person, they came back 2 weeks later. It was gone. And at that time, we didn't have our Velscope. But about 6 to 8 months later, it came back again. And it was in the exact same spot. And we luckily at that point had our Velscope, and we were able to look at that area and see that it was dark in color. And because it was in that same spot, we actually sent the patient over and had a biopsy, and it came back as early squamous cell carcinoma. So that is a very common area, the border of the tongue. And if you have sores that are coming back in the same place over and over, that's another telltale sign that you may have it. Another thing is if you're having any numbing that's unusual in the mouth area, numbing can be a sign that you have a tumor or some kind of oral cancer going on. Or if you have an unusual taste that won't go away, you probably want to get that evaluated as well. But those are, and again, bleeding, if there's an area that's bleeding nonstop that won't go away, that's another sign, because you could have periodontal disease, but it also could be an area of oral cancer. So those are probably the most common things that we see in relation to oral cancer.
Well, that's something that, you know, for those of us who haven't seen some dentist regularly, that's great advice for us to take in. And Dr. Mann.
And Jason, like I said earlier, though, you don't have to have any signs. And that's why the Velscope is so powerful. I mean, it may not show up until it gets into the stage 3 and 4 category. So, you know, you could have stage 1 or 2 and have no symptoms. I mean, you can look in your mouth and there won't be any white or any red. So that's why that Velscope is so important.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And those are the types of symptoms where there are no symptoms that we need to be the most diligent about. And that's why going in for that regular screening is so crucial, because as you just said, you know, some of this you can't identify on your own. That's why we need the help of professionals. Dr. Mann, let's get into the pocketbook question here. Will dental insurance cover an oral cancer screening?
Yes, most dental insurance companies are starting to cover oral cancer screenings, including the Velscope. Again, like I said, we don't charge our patients for it if their insurance doesn't cover it. So in our offices, it is free. And any of our listeners out there, if you haven't, you know, had the chance to be Velscoped or to use that light, you know, feel free to call our office. We'll be happy to do it for free for you. Because we believe in it that much. And our goal is to try to prevent these stage 3 and stage 4 cancers, because A, they're very expensive, and they're very costly to society, because it takes, you know, it really debilitates and keeps people from being a part of society again, usually when they're diagnosed in the later stages. But it is covered in with most insurance companies. Thank God they're starting to cover it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a nice change to see. And Dr. Mann, can you just explain again that this is also something that you include in your regular checkups?
Yeah, we include this in our regular checkups. So, you know, you may not think that a dentist is doing it, but if your dentist doesn't ask them, because they probably are doing it, you're just not aware of it. It should be done once a year, more often for smokers and for people who have a higher risk. You know, I didn't mention drinking earlier on, but if you drink on a regular basis very heavily, you also have an increased risk for oral cancer as well. I left that one out by mistake. But if you fall in those categories, please make sure you're getting that checkup when you are at the dentist. Or if you haven't been to the dentist, go and get that checkup.
Yeah, that is so important to have, because as we said, this is not something that you can typically identify on your own. And it's painless and easy to go through as well. It's something that I've experienced visiting your office, Dr. Mann. And, you know, I'm always grateful that that's provided, because oral cancer is just a scary, scary thing to think about. And, you know, I get worried thinking about folks who may have been putting off getting their regular checkups due to COVID-19 and being worried about being out and about and worried about catching the coronavirus. So
right.
I really
exactly.
Hope that
well, cancer kills more people every year than the coronavirus. You know, we really have to be scared, because there's a lot of not just oral cancer, but cancers in general that have probably gone undiagnosed because people have been scared to go to their physician because of COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. So if that's something that you've been putting off, please get a hold of Dr. Mann. Schedule an appointment to see him. Go to smileman.com. It's so easy to schedule an appointment with Dr. Mann online. You can also find information about his 3 locations in Garner, in Fuquay, and in Cary. It's all online at smileman.com. And don't forget, you can also call 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. Dr. Mann, what do we have on tap for next week?
Well, we're going to talk about temporomandibular joint disorders and pain, and how it's related with the wear of your teeth.
Excellent. That's something that impacts a lot of people. So I'm looking forward to that program. We hope you will join us next Sunday at 4:30 for that edition of Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, right here on FM 98.5 AM 680 WPTF News Talk Traffic. Have a great day.